This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge. A new era. 100 generations have searched for this elusive path to peace, while 1,000 wars raged across the span of human endeavor. And today, that new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one we've known.
That new world order that President Bush talked about all those years ago, it's not theoretical anymore. It's all around us now. On our devices, online, on our websites, on our social media. And until this week, we didn't even know it was there. Until this week, we thought that we had defeated the British, starting in 1776. Until yesterday, I had no idea that they had reconquered America without firing a single shot. And that this reconquering is actually in the past tense. It happened in 2019. In fact, this reconquering is one of the biggest stories in our country's history. And most of you will never hear a word about it anywhere but this podcast because of the censorship regime put in place, as we've just learned, thanks to a leak by nonetheless of the highest levels of the British military and the American military working it together in a, admittedly, in their words, in their own documents, Chinese style censorship regime imposed on both America and Britain and fully active during the 2020 and 2022 elections, likely to still be up and running during the 2024 elections. They themselves describe it as a soft-touch Chinese censorship system that Americans wouldn't tolerate if they knew it existed. These people, an international cabal of the highest-ranking military leaders, call themselves the Cyber Threat Intelligence League, like a bunch of supervillains, CTIL. Thanks to investigative documents leaked by an insider, a whistleblower, inside CTIL, we now know all about it. I'll put a link to the report on it. It's written by Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger, two pro-freedom of speech liberal journalists who really ought to get a Pulitzer for this, but that's only awarded now for works of fiction, like the Russian collusion hoax. This creepy cross-border censorship regime was born inside Obama's Oval Office in 2017, according to these documents that have leaked. This whole time, we, if you listen to the Battleground America podcast, thought it was our Department of Homeland Security censoring us, but it goes much higher. This effort is led by top British and American military analysts, spies, and commanders, most specifically by Sarah Jane Terp, or SJ, as she calls herself. She worked on algorithms and unmanned vehicle systems at the UK Ministry of Defense, and also worked on censorship and censorship plans at the UN's big data team. She was the CTO of it. She was actually present that day in 2017 in the Oval Office when she received the direction from the Obama administration to create a counter disinformation project to, quote, stop a repeat of 2016. Why would the Obama administration, on its way out after a stunning win by Trump in 2017, hand this task to a Brit? Because the British military and its intelligence arms were just as interested in putting this censorship dome over the US and the UK because they just lost a lot of their power due to Brexit. They wanted to make sure, according to their own documents, that a Trump win and another Brexit or its equivalent never happened again. The Brits knew to do that, they'd have to get inside the chief machinery for spreading populism, conservatism, and freedom, U.S. social media. By 2019, U.S. and U.K. military intelligence agencies and the contractors they handed this off to for cover had created a massive framework involving over 100 entities that stood waiting to censor anybody who managed to break through with their message in 2020 on social media, on Google, on search engines. It didn't matter. And this was a multifaceted system. It logged and targeted individuals, made sure they were canceled, interrupted growing narratives, i.e. the truth, even attacked those who questioned the need for lockdowns. Again, folks, this is the missing link right here. These people had a charge to stop Trump from winning in 2020, but to stop another Brexit too. Why would lockdowns be so important to them? Because they needed to destroy Trump's economy. According to these leaked documents from a whistleblower, their job included tracking and reporting disfavored content on social media, like anti-lockdown narratives, like all jobs are essential, hashtags like Free California, and even tracking, spying on, and monitoring individuals who were successful at beginning to create these narratives and taking them down off social media. Their approach to disinformation went way beyond censorship because it had two parts. They not only took down the true information, but they used counter-messaging and disruptive messaging, even infiltrating private invite-only groups, sock puppet accounts to spread actual disinformation and attack the reputations of people telling the truth in a way that the Brits and American military leaders didn't like. But it was so much worse than that, because the goal was to take the military technology developed primarily by the U.S., included by our Navy and our special forces, the very technology we use in PSYOPs and information operations all over the globe. That technology paid for, again, by U.S. taxpayers, and to turn it on them. One of the most successful uses of this technology on the U.S. civilian population and the British population was called the Disarm Framework. That's where they countered anti-vaccination campaigns and rhetoric. The idea that we could stop COVID in its tracks with things like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. We didn't need to wait for a vaccine before we reopened our economy. Yep, that was them. But it wasn't just them. It was also our own high-tech military software. Folks, it is illegal and unconstitutional for the military to operate on our soil, much less turn these weapons against us. Want to pause here for just a moment to thank my friends at PhD Weight Loss. They'll be your friends in the new year when they help you take off all the weight you put on over Thanksgiving and Christmas. Don't feel bad. Just know that you've already booked your appointment that will change your life. Starting in January of 2024, you're already on their calendar, set up for your first consultation. Then you can eat whatever you want, knowing this is going to be the year you change your life. For me, that meant taking off 29 pounds and keeping it off for a full 9 months. What'll it mean for you? You can get back to that size you always dreamed of being. And you can even do it at home, at your convenience, from wherever you are. There's somebody doing the PhD weight loss plan in every state of the union. It works great. So check them out. by going to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. In one document, Sarah Jane Terp, the British spy running this whole shebang, openly admitted to using these same kinds of weaponized information programs against the populations of the Middle East during the Arab Spring to cause people to rise up and overthrow their governments. She said that, you know, she never thought she would ever use such tactics developed for foreign nationals against American citizens. So that's how she viewed it, against American citizens. Again, she's British intel. Together with a high-ranking Navy commander, I'll tell you about him in a minute, they built something called the AMIT framework. It included blacklists, that's straight out of the Soviet Union, and frameworks for discrediting individuals as a necessary prerequisite, this is from the leaked documents, of demanding censorship against those individuals. It called for training influencers to spread messages, which we can assume they did. And listen to this. It even calls for trying to get banks to cut off financial services to individuals who organize rallies or events. Folks, this is a horrific outline of the system I've been warning you about, except they're already putting it in place. So how does the U.S. military unleash this software, which truly is a weapon, on British and American populations that is, after all, illegal and unconstitutional? Enter the other side of the operation, U.S. Navy commander and total thug, after you read this, Pablo Brewer. His resume is both impressive and terrifying, given what he did with it. He was a military director of something called U.S. Special Operations Command Donovan Group, and he was also with the National Security Agency and the U.S. Cyber Command and the director of C4 at the U.S. Naval Forces Central Command. But most frighteningly, he was the innovation officer for something called SoftWorks. SoftWorks is a cyber weapon developed by U.S. Special Forces Command, and Brewer was key to its transfer from the public sector to the private sector, i.e. to the people who would ultimately use it to come after people like me and you who supported Donald Trump or echoed his messages, supported Brexit, just wanted to be free. Once in the possession of military contractors, those contractors could then be brought on board, hired, and these weapons unleashed for maximum level censorship. And quite frankly, total narrative control. Brewer has barely hidden this, even did a podcast in 2019 describing how he got around the First Amendment, that he worked with Terp to get a, quote, non-traditional partner set into one room, maybe somebody from one of the social media companies, maybe a few special forces operators, and some folks from the Department of Homeland Security. What? Wait a minute. Why would these social media operators let them deploy these weapons on their platforms, including, by the way, Google? Okay, let me stop here to explain something you're probably wondering about. Okay, but why would these social media platforms allow these weapons to be deployed on their platforms? Simple. I've told you about it before. Executive Order 13848, signed by Trump in 2018. Remember, the first page isn't very scary. It just says we'll go after countries that meddle in our election infrastructure. It's the second page that's truly terrifying. That's the place you first see the word disinformation. And it gives the Department of Homeland Security, the Treasury Secretary, and several other agencies the ability to freeze financial transactions by any company that puts out a digital platform, so that'd be social media, Google, website, that traffics in disinformation that furthers the aims or accomplishes the aims of a foreign actor. Almost immediately after Trump signed it, you can now see the missing piece of the timeline this whole group comes into being in terms of actually using weaponry against us. And look, folks, if I could ask Trump one question, it would be this. Did you read page 2? Because you can look at it and see the way it's written. I could see scrolling your, you know, just going, looking at that, the title of it. It doesn't say anything about this kind of censorship. I could see him just signing it and being on his way. In these documents, these military government thugs from both sides of the pond, right? For a long time, the ability to reach mass audiences belonged to the nation state. E.g., in the USA via broadband licensing through ABC, CBS, NBC. Now, however, control of informational instruments has been allowed to devolve to large technology companies. Simply put, the military wanted it back. Now, how far and how deep dug in this system is, we don't know.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But the authors advocated for police, military, intelligence involvement for both countries, the USA and the UK, in censorship across Five Eyes nations, and even suggested that Interpol be involved. So you're talking about British military, British intelligence going after individuals in America for disinformation they didn't like. George Washington and the founders are spitting in their graves. Listen to the super creepy way SJ, that British spy who gets to decide what you get to say online, apparently describe what they're doing. It's very deep. Quote, this is the transcript of a 2019 podcast interview she did. You're not trying to get people to believe lies most of the time. Most of the time, you're trying to change their belief sets. And in fact, really deeper than that, you're trying to change to shift their internal narratives, the set of stories that are your baseline for your culture as an American. Folks, this wasn't just about censoring messages they didn't like. This is about altering reality, psychological reality itself. This is a massive level of ambition. Now, listen to how the U.S. Naval thug commander from our side describes what he's doing in this podcast transcript. When he talks about information and narrative control and what he has in mind, he said it was comparable to that implemented by the Chinese government, only made more palatable for Americans. Quote, if you talk to the average Chinese citizen, they absolutely believe the Great Firewall of China is not there for censorship. They believe it's there because the Chinese Communist Party wants to protect the citizenry, and they absolutely believe it's a good thing. If the U.S. government tried to sell that narrative, we would absolutely lose our minds and say, no, no, this is a violation of the First Amendment rights. So he explained it had to be soft touch. Here's the scariest part of all. This system, it's still up and running. An international, we didn't know it was international, international speech, Chinese style dragnet, just waiting for the games to begin in 2024. Probably put on steroids. Who will object? Who will sue? Who will stop it? Will anyone on our side even try? And how can we possibly have anything approximating a real election with it running and running and running all the time in the background, like some nightmare that Orwell warned us about?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.